哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
This is Maggie Olson of Golovin. I was born here in 1926 and was raised in Solomon with my grandparents. My parents were Minnie and John Fagerstrom, and I was the fourth child of 12. When I was an infant, about 3 months old, my grandfather wanted me, so naturally those days the children were obedient to their parents. My mother, on a mail boat in the springtime, then took me to Solomon with the other two siblings older than me, because the oldest one was adopted out to our aunt Maggie Berg and Henry Berg. When we got to Solomon, when my mother was getting ready to leave, my grandfather said, "Leave the child." And so she went to her mom and asked, "Will you be able to take care of the infant, the little baby?" And all she said was, in Eskimo, of course, "Your papa really wants her." So she had to leave without me. And so I grew up with my grandparents there in Solomon. And I don't regret being raised by my grandparents. There was an aunt of mine I grew up as sister with there in Solomon, and an uncle. And to me, he was like a big older brother, Pete Kern Jr. And so that was how my life started there at Solomon. And there was no school there, because there was only few families there. My grandfather had bought a grocery store after working several years as a ditch watchman, you know, for miners, when they used to have the ditch line for mining. And on top of that, after working on a ditch line, he got the contract carrying the mail by dog team. Then when he got too old, my Uncle Pete took over. Apparently he was saving his money, and there was a man there in Solomon named Shaughnessy, and he bought the store from him and then settled there. Of course, by the time he had me, he was in his early 60s. When I go by my age, when he died, I was a little over 30 years old when we lost him, because he lived to be 91. This was way after he passed away that I realized that he was in his early 60s when he and my grandmother took me. I learned a lot about subsistence, our style of living. It means a lot to me. My grandmother, she was one of the youngest of the family of nine. They were children before the white man came, before the miners came. And their way of life was survival. I remember just being a girl, my grandmother was out berry picking, root picking, fishing, and going out camping for squirrels, because I was the one available. My older sister had to stay at home because my grandfather had a store, and we used to have boarders. Road Commission at the time, now it's DOT. When they were building up the road from Nome to Council, those times, she took me out in the spring for 2 weeks with dog team, and another 2 weeks in the fall. They fished all summer long, putting away dry fish for the dogs because it had to last the whole winter, because those days there was no commercial dog food. And then in the fall, Uncle Pete, with help of other men, would seine for tomcods and sack them in gunny sacks. And then he would also set out a whale net in the fall. I don't know how many whale he got, white whale, beluga, and he would sometimes bring two home. And so all down through the years, I went by Maggie Curran, because he had completely changed my name, not legally adopting me. I went by Maggie Curran until I got married, but they still call me Maggie. When Alaska Airlines came and you had to have a birth certificate, I had to ask somebody how to get a birth certificate. My husband and I, we talked to Old Man Ost, and so he went to my parents. Now they were living in Nome, meaning in John Fingerstrom, and Old Man Ost went to see them, and here they had named me completely a different name when I was born. Kathleen Irene Fingerstrom. But all down through the years until I got married, from Maggie Curran and became Maggie Olson, that was the name I went by. And even in my school days, when they finally got school in Solomon in 1935, I was 9 years old then. I went only as far as to the eighth grade. Since I went by Maggie all those years, I changed it to Margaret and used Curran, my grandfather's last name, as a middle name, just C, Margaret C. Fingerstrom. And that's what reads on my birth certificate now. That's the start of my life. I remember my grandfather would order these turkeys for Christmas. They weren't like the butterballs today. They came with their head still on, and they weren't plump. They were more shaped like a crane we get today. I can't recall how many turkeys he used to get for the turkey feast. Like I said earlier, there wasn't too many people there in Solomon, so the whole village would have a turkey feast on Christmas Day. My grandmother and Ruth and I, of course, we helped out. And then Uncle Pete had a wife named Clara. She was there helping too. There were other holidays we celebrated. We didn't have much toys. We children, you know, when we got together, we would play Mana Mana, a game. We had a flat place by the store there where I grew up. We made the squares and you hopscotch. We would find horseshoes, because earlier years there were horses there, and if we found horseshoes, then we'd play a horseshoe. Stick two poles and try and throw your horseshoe onto this post where it circle around the pole. Then the whole village on a Sunday would play diamond baseball, where my uncle and all the other young men played with younger women. Also football. It wasn't like the football you watch on TV now. You just had two marks at both ends, and you try and see how many times you throw your football over the line. Those were the games I remember we played. Because those days, you know, we didn't have any TV, and the only activities we participate when I was a teenager then was being in a choir and having Sunday service. We were playing on the River of Solomon, playing on the ice. I don't remember what year this was. Here comes a plane. It was on skis. And I think we've heard about a plane before. So it landed. That was the first plane I saw. White Mountain used to have ordained preachers there. Couple from stateside, some with children. I remember Emery Lindgren and his wife Ruth, Ralph Hansen and his wife Alice. They were ordained missionaries or pastors there in White Mountain. We used to look forward for them to visit Solomon. They'd spend the night and have whole service. No ordained pastor there at Solomon. In those days, they traveled by dog team. There was hardly any planes. No snow machines. But Ralph Hansen had a air sled, and he'd travel all over with an air sled. When I came 16 or 17, I started teaching Sunday school. Taught Sunday school there till I got married when I was 26. Then I taught Sunday school some in Nome, because after we got married, Martin and I lived in Nome for 8 years. We moved here in 1960. Maud Moses, Ida Boone, and I, we taught Sunday school. In 1962, I think, we finally got a pastor here, Joshua and Nora Owen, here in Gallivan. But all those years before I even came and before we got pastor here, old man Sig Ayukungak's junior's father was a layman here way before we came here. And my husband's grandmother, Elvira Olson, was also helpful in the church. Same way with old man Pungak, Edwin Pungak. Those three people stand out. Of course, you know, they had good choir. My aunt, Catherine Olson, and old man Pungak and Anna, her aunt, were the choir leaders. I got married in 1952 to Martin Olson, because after we got married, Martin and I lived in Nome for 8 years. He flew for Bill Munns, and then in 1955, he got his own air taxi. And that's where Olson Air comes from. My husband, when we got those four children, Donnie, Martin Jr., who we call Coke, and David, who we nicknamed M.O., and then Sister. Well, after we had the four children and living in Nome for 8 years, Martin decided to move down here so we can raise our children in a village like we were raised. After being raised in a small village like I was, it was just like home again. Also, there was no store at the time because everybody had left when old man Joe Dexter died and the family moved. And of course, Gallivan had dwindled down to such a few people. And so when there was no longer a store here, the people that were here moved to White Mountain so their children can go to school, because there was not enough students to keep a school going. A year before we moved here in 1960, Martin went to these people and asked them if they would move back if we started up a store. Then they would have enough children to start up the school again. By then, our oldest boy, Donnie, was in the first grade, and he started second grade here. And the first school teachers we had here then was Mr. and Mrs. Sato, a Japanese couple. We had no phones yet, no electricity yet. Oh, we had a John Deere where I could wash clothes. It couldn't take care of the whole village. So Martin hooked electricity up for as far as to the church and down here to the end of the house, maybe 5-6 houses he was supplying electricity. I'm living in one of the Lohmann's buildings that my husband with Oswald Moses and Alfred Moses built into a home. It was built for a warehouse. It took Martin and the family, as we earned money, to complete it to a home in 9 years. You know, I tell people, I'm like a salmon. I came here where I was born to fade away sometimes. Like the salmon come up the river where they were laid as eggs and come back and then drift down the river as malokchuks. And then of course the snow machine didn't come in the early 60s. I remember for here, my husband became a skidoo dealer and he ordered two snow machines. One went to his uncle, John Olson, and one went to Ayukumas, the reindeer herders. So he was selling skidoos like the Elans, Scandic. Well, snow machine is a snow machine as long as it runs to me. I don't care what brand it is. Then here comes the four-wheelers. The joy of my life was when I married Martin and then start having our children. I really liked children ever since I was a girl. And I see that in my granddaughter, Michelle. She just loved children, babies. To be a mother, you have to be on your toes all the time. If you want to have children to grow up, to be respectful. And I often thought about that. Getting married, you know, later in years, after we had the four children, I used to miss just grabbing my coat and walking out to do something, visiting or whatever, because every time you're going to leave, you have to find a babysitter. So one day I went to see Mrs. Lee, old man Richard Lee Sr. She was living in Nome. And when I went there, I had taken all three kids. David M.O. was still a toddler. And, you know, I was feeling kind of low and tied down and all this. And I went to see her, and because I knew her ever since I was just a girl in Solomon, because they had Lee's camp up the river from Solomon, Lee brothers. They had two dredgers. When I walked in, she was so happy to see those children. She had M.O. on her lap and kissing him, you know, and I think I was motivated to go over there because I was going to get encouraged. As she was holding M.O. and looking at the two older ones, you know, she said, "Maggie, this is the best time of your life. Your children are right around you. You know where they are. You know what they're doing." You know, it was opposite of what I was thinking. I felt like blowing them up like a balloon and let them grow up instantly. He said, when they grow up, that's when your worries begin. And it is true. I used to worry about, you know, water all around when we were going to move here, afraid of children drowning. My family was raised here and nobody drowned. You just ought to be careful. when I was busy and sister was only a year old when we moved here because she was born in 1959. I got worried where she was. I just look around and I'd see her walking down the airport here with another little friend of hers, and I'd recognize her parking and I'd be relieved. Oh, she's just taking a walk. You always knew where your children were. You know, my biggest desire is to have my children get education, because I went only to the eighth grade. Our oldest son, Don, had just left for Covenant High in 1967, run by the Evangelical Covenant Church. I never thought of what they would do after they got the education, because at that time, I was worried about the clothing on their back to put on and food for them to eat. It made me think. That was a rude awakening. Do you think after your children get their education, they'll come back to Golovin? And what will they do? Donnie called this place home, but he doesn't live here all the time. I mean, he's here during the summer on and off. And my daughter got married, so she lives in Nome now, but she comes down and do the paperwork for the store. Our youngest boy, M.O., after he got his education, he lived here for a while, then he moved to Nome and built up Olson Air. This was in 1984. But we lost the middle boy in 76. He was only 21. Our three boys, they really want to learn to fly like their dad because he was a pilot. Each time, you know, when they came back and got their private license or their student license, then into commercial, that brought joy. And each time those three boys, like Donnie, Martin Jr., Cokie, and then Emo, I would be their first non-pilot passenger to take a ride with them. Something that you treasure. But then, when we lost the two boys, they went with what they had chose to do. And that gives you strength. And we never try to stop them. Although, you know, there's danger in being a pilot. So flying family has its thrills and its joys. And the other side, you wonder why this had to happen. A lot of things happened since we moved here in 1960. I'm very proud of the school that we have now that has just been accomplished, especially with the name Martin L. Olson, which is my late husband's name. And lean back sometimes and think of our teachers that are doing their best to educate our young people, because it is not like when I was young, when we elders at the time were young and going to grade school under BIA. But now there's a lot of chances for them to further their education, and they do a lot of traveling. And seeing the water and sewer coming in, they passed my house with a water line, and right across the street here is the new washeteria. Lots of development in the past years. Sometimes we feel we can't get along without, like the phones now, and radio, and we didn't get TV here, if I remember right, till we lost my husband in 1980, and it was maybe 82 or 83 we got TV here. 5 or 6 different times new homes were brought in and built here. I think it was in the early 70s that the first new housing came in, Escher Homes. And after that, I think twice, there was BIA, Bering Straits Housing Authority. They built several homes. I don't think anybody is living in an old house that originally was here when we moved. I'm happy that, you know, we did move here to Galvin. I have good friends here. The young people have been very kind to me and my age, bringing me the food I like subsistence. Cats they get because I lost a husband and my 2 sons, which were hunters. And it seems I received something as I would have gotten from my family.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.